A Helping Hand, a Dream SMP fanfiction written by Keiko Whistle and read by Fens and Marshes, with additional tags, Scared Tommy in it, Wilbur Soot is not okay, and Hopeful Ending. So that was strange. Tommy did not like that, he thinks. He's rather certain, actually, that he did not like any of that. It was weird, it was uncomfortable, it was scary. He's had his fair share of being shouted at, but this was different. He was being shouted over, really, argued over like a dog. Wilbur's shouted at him plenty. Even earlier that evening, Wilbur had shouted at him to shut up, and, well, it had hurt a bit and pissed him off, but it's something he's heard from Wilbur before. Plenty of times. He's used to that. Being shouted at is one thing. Being shouted over, like you're not even there, well, this was different. He can't help but feel like a very valuable tool that neither Wilbur nor Quackity want to give up. He hates it. Tommy sits, huddled in the rain beside his jukebox. He's cold and miserable and just all around generally sort of afraid and exhausted. He tips his head to the side, leaning it against the jukebox as the familiar tune of Cat plays out over the empty lake. Wilbur had barely helped him set up the walls for the fort before promptly disappearing again, and Tommy's been using this phrase an awful lot lately, but he doesn't like it. Wilbur used to hang around as often as possible, would help him build things, would build things himself. Now he just wanders, aimlessly. He contradicts himself and speaks in bloody fucking riddles half the time, makes no sense whatsoever. He's being all manipulative and shit, Tommy mumbles, more to himself than anything. I hate it. Nobody responds, of course, since he is alone. He just wants to feel safe. Is that so much to ask? Why must that be too much to ask of anyone, really, on this server? He wants safety and peace and family, and Wilbur had promised him that, yes, but the way he had said it... It had been said purposefully, for the sole intention of wrangling Tommy over to Wilbur's side. He knows it. Why is he buying into it anyway? Tommy takes a deep breath, in and out. He is not going to get upset, or, well, more upset, really. He always comes out on top in the end. This decision does not decide that. No, this decision decides whether or not Wilbur survives to the end of the story, too. He wants Wilbur to live. He cannot deny that. He wants so very badly for Wilbur to live, for them to be family, if that's still even possible. He wants it more than anything else, and aligning himself with Quackity would assuredly mean that Wilbur will die again. Tommy could not save him last time, but he will do his damn fucking best to keep him from drowning now. Icarus fell to his own hubris. No one came to fish him out of the sea when he fell. He stood alone and thought he was stronger than gods. Tommy knows better. Tommy will be the hand that drags Wilbur out of the sea, that will help him mend his broken, bloodied, melting wings. Tommy is sick and fucking tired of stories ending in tragedies around here. The music ends. Tommy stares at the jukebox for a moment before standing to start it again. His communicator chooses that moment to ping. He opens it, squinting down at the cracked screen. A message from Rambu, a request for coordinates. Tommy sends them without a second thought. He does not want to be alone right now, and he'd much prefer a presence that doesn't treat him like some kind of pet to be played with and ordered around. The rain pours. He listens to Cat and waits for his friends to arrive. not giving up on the people you care about, he murmurs into the rain. Not this time. He won't. He swears by it. The end. Thank you for listening.